Alex is a grad student at Columbia University. I asked her if she feels safe on campus.
I personally don't feel under much threat, but on the other hand, as a student in this camp, on this lawn, there is always a risk involved or that comes with being here, whether it's disciplinary action by the school or, you know, arrest by the NYPD or the National Guard. You know, we have Kent State in the back of our minds.
Could you tell us what happened at Kent State and why it's relevant to what's happening at Columbia today?
So in May of 1970, the Ohio National Guard was brought in to Kent State to, quell anti-war protests. Students were protesting against the U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War, and the National Guard fired on the students, injuring 9 and killing 4 people. And the relevance today is that, you know, Manoush Shafiq has threatened in negotiations to bring the National Guard in to dispose of this encampment of our lawn. And that would be the first time the National Guard has been brought onto a college campus since the Kent State shootings, which is pretty scary.
Outside of the campus, away from the threat of the National Guard, people in the neighborhood expressed their support for the students. Jenny lives on 108th Street. She's been following how the events are unfolding on campus.
I love the students for being out there, every one of them, and for the faculty for walking out in support. I think it's exactly what we need to be doing. I think history will judge harshly people who didn't take action at this time.
On the other hand, Daniel, a freelance photojournalist for the New York Post, says he has mixed feelings about the protests. He thinks protests are necessary to a healthy democracy.
This is where you learn how to engage in civil discourse. This is where you learn what your belief systems are.
However, he doesn't think the students are truly willing to negotiate.
You can't say something is a negotiation when you're unwilling to negotiate. So, like, for example, we'll leave when all of our demands are met. We're going to hold this university hostage until you meet all of our demands across the board, 100%. That's not effective.
Do you think what the protesters at the encampment are asking for is unreasonable?
I know that they're asking for divestment, right? I don't even know what that looks like. I have to be totally honest. I don't know.
Out on the lawn in front of Butler Library, a tall man with curly brown hair can be seen holding a sign. It says, "Need help with Froci? Encampment office hours now." He is a professor of geology at Columbia, but was hesitant to share his name. He doesn't want either his Jewish or Palestinian students to feel uncomfortable, but he supports the encampment.
In my class, I try to get the students to speak out and to participate in the class. And then the idea that then we would suppress these student voices outside of class is something that I definitely would not stand for.
President Manoush Shafiq has asked protesters to clear the lawn in front of Butler Library by 8 tomorrow morning. Negotiations with the student protesters and administration will continue until then. Irina Humanyuk, Columbia Radio News.